standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, and such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on.
And the music is live by the Arizona Wildflowers. Up from Casa Grande to join us by popular demand this Saturday morning. And our final segment here, broadcasting live at Sanderson Ford. Very well, ladies. And we've actually got the mother of the Wildflowers here. And it's a little different lineup than we had at the Hootenanny sale.
Hi, I'm Tiffany, the mom of the Wildflowers. We've got Rennell, Bree, and Aspen here today, and Maddie has went away to college.
And where did Maddie choose to go to college, and is she studying music?
Yes, well, she's actually right here in Glendale at Arizona Christian University, but it's preventing her from practicing as much with the band. So we just see her on the weekends, and she's not with us, but she's going to come down for the sale in a little bit.
Wonderful. And is she going to make a performance, or is she coming down to be a spectator?
Well, she was going to come to be a spectator, but maybe we need to get her on that stage.
And what three instruments did we just hear?
You heard the fiddle, the mandolin, and the guitar.
And you went through all the girls' names.
Yeah.
Rihanna?
Yeah. So Rennell plays mandolin in the band. Yep. And then she's 12. And Bree is 11. She plays guitar for the band. And Aspen is 9, and she's the fiddler. But they all play the fiddle normally.
Is that what they started on?
That's what they all started on when they were 3. Yeah, they all started playing violin, and then it morphed into fiddle and bluegrass and a whole bluegrass band now.
And if you missed the interview when we talked to Tiffany 2 years ago when they were here for the 64th anniversary Hootenanny sale, you already know this, but for those that missed this answer, I think it's very important, the difference between a violin and a fiddle.
Oh, yes. Our 9-year-old loves to tell the difference between the violin and the fiddle because the fiddle has strings, the violin has strings and the fiddle has strings. She likes
strings.
Yeah.
Well, we loved hearing their strings this morning. And as I understand, y'all are playing till noon?
Yes, we're going to be playing here at Sanderson Ford until noon today. So come and listen to a concert.
And you also have some CDs, hopefully, that we could purchase. I know there's at least 4 of the guys at Sanderson that said, you know, we still have their CD from the last time they were here.
Oh, that's so awesome. So the last time we were here, they had just put out their first CD. And then in 2020, they put out their second, and now they've just released their third CD about a month ago. So we do have some with us.
Wonderful. Well, come down here, enjoy Dylan's meal on compliments of Sanderson Ford, and enjoy some great live music, compliments of Sanderson Ford, and register to win the staycation. You've got about 7 minutes to get by and enter. We'll be drawing the third winner at 11 o'clock. Each one of the winners gets a key. One of those keys will actually start the Mustang that they'll be taking on the staycation. And whichever key starts it, obviously that's the staycation winner. So thank you, and thank you, Wildflowers, for coming. And I know you ran through all their ages between 9 and 12, so obviously you were the chauffeur this morning. Thanks for bringing the girls out.
Thank you so much for having us. We're having a blast down here.
Wonderful. Thank you. Now, I know this is kind of detoured a little bit off of the normal topic of home improvement. But, you know, live remotes are fun, and Sanderson always brings out an all-star cast. And we had a lot of people last time tell us just how much they enjoyed hearing from all the different, you know, it was like a radio broadcast of radio broadcasts to have all the different personalities in one program, Broomhead, McCoy, Tim, Patrick, and Gonzo. And it was really funny with Gonzo when he's like, I've never – We've got a special setup for today's interview, which wasn't planned. We had a few technical difficult issues with security and the Internet of Things. You know, there were some unforeseen security digital measures that prevented the regular broadcast over on phones, and the sales office, two different sales offices, looking at each other. John's was like, I've never done an interview like this. And he's probably been interviewed more than we've given interviews.
Yeah.
So for that to be a first for him, you know, is quite impressive. That, but we made it all work, and we appreciate y'all tuning in, everyone that has showed up here on site. And next Saturday, I believe, we're back in studio. We've got
studio.
It's one of those special months where we have a fifth Saturday. So our outdoor living hour, we've got Central Arizona Project Canal coming in to talk about Arizona water resources.
And let me talk to those of you listening to us in Pinal and Pima County. Saba Home Show is this weekend. It's open and it's live. Last year they experimented with a virtual because they weren't given the opportunity to open the doors of the Tucson Convention Center and have the show. They're having it this weekend. It's live, Tucson Convention Center, Saba, today and tomorrow. And we've been talking about food the last 30 minutes. One of the reasons I love going to Saba is for the food trucks that they've always got lined up in the back patio. So get there. There you'll see people live. Booths are filled with live people. You'll be able to put your hands on the demonstrations. You'll be able to put your hands on the samples and talk to people about your remodeling, maintenance, or improvement project.
And those food trucks have changed people's lives. And I'll tell you how. We've got listeners in Phoenix who have parents in Sierra Vista. They schedule their trip to go to Sierra Vista to stop and pick up tri-tip to take to their parents for their family meal that evening. So they schedule going to visit mom around Saba Home Shows.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, Saba is being held live, Tucson Convention Center, this weekend for those of you in Santa Cruz, Pima, Pinal County.
And one last time from Sanderson Ford. You can get by here. We've got about 4 minutes left. We'll draw the third winner at 11 o'clock sharp. Bring some water for their operation hydration and enjoy a meal and explore the Route 66 sale here at Sanderson Ford. If car buying's on your to-do, today only, because Sanderson Ford is never open on time.